Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Leo Lowenstein and Tim Cogshell. We begin with One Night in Miami, a fictional account of the night when Muhammad Ali, Malcolm X, Sam Cooke, and Jim Brown came together in a 1964 hotel room. The film directed by Regina King. Tim?
Yeah, based on a play by Kent Powers. Regina King opens this up, though. So this is cinema. And yes, it's a real night. We don't know what these folks actually talked about. Only Jim Brown is left behind. But what they imagine, what we have imagined for this evening, is very, very powerful.
Lael.
Oh, I have really good job directing something that could have been very talky and theatrical. Does a tremendous job opening it up, and really excellent performances all the way around.
One Night in Miami is rated R. It's at the Vineland Drive-In and Industry, Mission Tiki Drive-In Montclair, and next week it's on Amazon Prime Video. Herself, a British-Irish drama starring Claire Dunne. Claire Dunne also co-wrote it with Malcolm Campbell. Phyllida Lloyd is the director. Lael.
This is a beautifully realized story of one woman kind of coming into her own power, getting out of an abusive relationship. Beautifully done, visually evocative, and very well acted.
Tim.
From the dire straits of that relationship to a lightness and a reflection of who she really is, Claire Dunne's performance is just really fantastic in this movie.
Herself is rated R. It's on Amazon Prime Video. The documentary The Dissident, directed by Brian Fogel, chronicles journalist Jamal Khashoggi's killing. He wrote for The Washington Post. Tim?
A very, very specific walk through all of the events that led up to the brutal and vicious killing of Jamal Khashoggi, but very much about the plight of journalists writ large, I think.
Lael.
Very relevant, very topical, and extremely well laid out documentary that's also very informative about the Khashoggi murder and also quite suspenseful at the same time.
The Dissident's rated PG-13. It's on demand on Apple TV, Fandango Now, and Vudu. And the two-part documentary Tiger comes from HBO, directed by Matthew Hamacek and Matthew Heineman. Lael.
This is quite a comprehensive look at Tiger's rise and fall and rise again, with lots of in-person interviews and really good footage of the young Tiger and Tiger becoming a man.
Tim.
Yeah, the rise and fall and rise of Tiger Woods. Part one, I thought, was more informative than part two, which explains, what happens in part two. But both of them are very good pieces of cinema.
Part one arrives on HBO platforms this week. Part two arrives next week. It's unrated. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle, inviting you to hear the full hour of Film Week every week, available as a podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you not only hear the Marquee, but the full hour of Film Week every week. Have a great weekend.